this, Wade Ransky with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Finally, the scandal-ridden chief of the EPA, Scott Pruitt, a former attorney general in Oklahoma, has resigned. He's under investigation on more than a dozen charges. The last straw was information that he had concealed meetings on the official schedule, potentially a federal crime. In a decision frightening to public health experts, Italy's new populist government will no longer require parents to provide proof of vaccination for entry into state-run schools. Romania, in just 3 days, passed legislation that overhauls abuse of power protections in its criminal code for politicians. Former Fox News executive, who was pushed out over his handling of sex scandals at the network, was named White House Deputy Chief of Staff for Communications. A recent poll showed that half of American voters believe that the Supreme Court is being mainly driven by politics. Young women are saying they're not having children because they want more leisure time and personal freedom. They don't have a partner yet, and they are unable to afford child care. Walmart warned Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson that it was changing its policy on an age limit for purchasing guns before they made the announcement, according to current reports. In the past 2 years, the Berlin city government has doubled the number of districts covered by anti-speculation laws, enabling it to block private sales in favor of state-owned companies or nonprofit investors, prohibit lease terminations, and even ban simple renovations that might result in higher rents. 10,000 protested increasing rents in April. Philippines churches have opened sanctuaries now to protect potential victims in the president's drug war that's killed thousands. The 545 goods targeted by China for tariffs, which include beef, seafood, dairy, and other farm goods, were chosen specifically to hit President Trump's supporters in the agricultural and industrial parts of the Midwest. In 2016, more than 62,000 people sought asylum in Germany on average every month. This year, that average has fallen to a little more than 15,000, the lowest since 2013. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFA.